Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America, our 50 states and territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton, the better person for our White House as president. And I say this humbly, and I say this intelligently. There's no boasting, boisterous acclamation of me. It's not that I'm anything special except for what I can do, what I have done. Nothing big, because I've never been given the big chance. But every time I had a small chance, every time I was given an impossibility, I succeeded. I did it. I had a basketball team that couldn't win. We won the championship. I had other teams that won. I had a project given to me in my third or fourth week on the job, and in another week and a half, I solved the problem that my boss, who had 15, 20 years experience, couldn't figure out for a year and a half, 2 years. Please, America, listen to me. Look and find me. You won't be disappointed. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Wednesday, the 17th, 2016, August. Broadcasting live from our car while my wife picks up some medicine. We had a contractor come visit our home saying that he could fix the things we have damaged and in need of repair. Except we cannot afford him. No matter what price he gives us, we don't have it. $195 to fix a lock on our door that needs a new cylinder and drilling, because today the cylinders are larger than the ones they made in the 1980s. A faucet, only $80. Do it yourself. Well, you know, there are some things that I am timid about. A lot of work. $60,000 possibly. I don't want to bore you with this, but no. So we live as best we can, trying to be happy with what we have. And the other day I won two raffles. You know, that's the thrill in our lives today. Winning a raffle. Spend $5, win twice, hand in a model for review, and win $20. That was a bonus day. You know, this is, you know, we're on the cheap side of life. And being on the cheap side of life for so long, guess what? We know value. We seek value. We wait for value. You are too valuable to wait on Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. I don't have a script. This is me. I'm just speaking. How would I do on the campaign trail if I'm up on a stage or wherever, standing up higher or among people? They're sitting down on stairs, you know, like front stairs to a building. How would I do to you what I wrote today for our blog? Because some of you will never read it. Some of you don't see it. Surprisingly, some even turn in and listen to this broadcast. So here it goes. See if you like it. See if you hear me. See if you see me. See if you feel me. See if you see yourself. Feel yourself. Know yourself. And then you'll know me. Because I'm every bit a piece of you. We are a jigsaw puzzle. And we are 321 million pieces. And in the box that we are in here in America, I've bumped into a few of you. I wrote, country. Yeah, an A+. Not make America great again. Get an A+ in country. A fine president. With 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. No worries. I have it covered. If you select me as president, I am simply an unknown person trying to save America and make us better as people and as a nation and as a proper government caring for our citizens. I can do all these things because I am on the bottom of the barrel of billionaires. I have no job and have been unemployed full-time for like 28 years. I have taken numerous part-time jobs, and in these I have seen the world of failure, disrespect, flippancy, and unconcern about the product, except for the income. I can repair and revitalize us. I can fix what is broken and not working well. I can lead and be a great commander-in-chief, unlike President Obama or President Bush and President Bush Sr. It is simple. For all the knowledge and experience of President Bush Sr., he made a big mistake in judgment at the expense of American lives, all for cosmetics and show of principle. As principal of our country, misspelling, my cell checker stinks. So let me read it as it is written. Principal of our country, Prez, must be educated in the small things too. This is where I come in. I have been around the top and seen the disparity and the stupidness. Idleness abounds except for the workers doing two jobs worth of work. My wife does close to two jobs worth of work because our office doesn't hire enough people because the government says we are not going to expand budget. So they cripple agencies to do the right thing. And thousands of people get away. To tell you from what, because then you'll know where my wife works, and then she'll get fired, and then what am I going to do? Sue the president? Yeah. Have you ever wanted to sue the president? But let me tell you, if I'm in the White House, you come and talk to me. I continue with, I can clean and compel the right stuff. Please select me as your president. Be well, see to it. Kurt Clinton, I'm C2. And remember, Hillary Clinton is an old-fashioned politician with truth difficulties. You know, yesterday at a model meeting, IPMS, I offered a comment about what the Russians are doing in regards to their armor division. They are coming up with a tank called the Armature, faster than the M1A1. Did you know, as was told to me yesterday, and you need to research this because I'm not going to give you all the answers. One of the members of the club said, we have 4,000 M1A1s in various tank forms, and we're still building them because some congressman wants to keep a factory open. I'll keep factories open. We'll build the M2. A5. I'm not going to stop at M2A1, 2, 3, 4. No, we're going right for it. There was an article in the paper today saying that our military strength may not be equal to opponents in the next war, Russia, China. We will not have certain victory. Nobody's talking about that. Look, I said I was a great commander-in-chief. Why? I played war games, and I usually surprise. But war games are just that, games. This is serious. This is real. You know, I have some ideas for things, safeguards, weapons, prevent criminals from breaking their, what do they call it, their foot, whatever they call that thing. I don't know because I'm not thinking, you know. I have a free mind, ankle bracelet. I have a design for a new ankle bracelet. And why do we let people who we know are going to run, why do we let them, keep them in jail, deny bail, or put 5 ankle bracelets on them, let them all communicate with each other. And if one is taken out of cholesterol, then, you know, you cut the five of them. You know how it is. But it's better than one. But we need continuity. And nobody's come up with it. I'm looking at a car trying to back up, and another car is sneaking up behind them. My idea of putting your hazards on, your blinkers, nobody's paying attention. Just like nobody's paying attention to me in this broadcast. You know, by being nobody important, I see mistakes of the important people. Mayor de Blasio. Was Giuliani governor or mayor? I don't remember. Giuliani. Chris Christie. Who was that senator that played footsie in a men's cubicle? Sure. What kind of bull crap is that? There are more Congress people who do a lot of sketchy things. You know, if you have an illness, keep it inside your home. Don't let it become an epidemic outside somewhere. No, we don't need that. Just a lot of us have frailties. A number of us have been victims. And we have scars. And we have ways to cope. And sometimes our ways of coping bring consternation by others who don't know what it is to have been brutalized, mutilated. No 2 more years in jail for somebody who mutilates somebody. No, 10 years. You want to do something to a person? Fine. However long that injury exists, and however long that scar exists, and however long there is telltale signs of that injury, you're in jail. It's the kind of jail where you work your butt off. No free meals. You want to eat? You work. You do some kind of work. I'll let you choose some of the work. I'm thinking now, because I'm trying to think of some of the work that I would think appropriate on people that are so bad. They're not going to be working with citizens whom they can hurt. The story is in the New York Daily News today. A man hits a person who's a boyfriend of the same woman. That's not right. I'm not going to tell you the specifics because I don't want to give you any ideas. Except, don't do that. There was an article in the New York Daily News of an off-duty police officer walking with his cousin and other members, and they were held up. And the cousin of the police officer took out police officer's gun and shot one of the robbers, would-be robbers. The police officer is now being under investigation for not properly securing his firearm, and the cousin is being looked at for shooting a gun that he had no license for. America, what kind of stupidity is this? You want guns? Well, here's a perfect example. A guy doesn't have a gun because he trusts the New York Police Department, and guess what happened? The police officer is taken by surprise, rendered, and here's a quick-thinking cousin who averts tragedy, shooting of the party by shooting one of the assailants, causing them to run. That's quick action from the mayor. That guy gets an award. And I'm not suggesting all police officers let their guns be taken. No way. So I believe this police officer's gun and shield were taken away. America, we have rules that if you follow them, you will have dead endings. You know, if I'm in the White House, I will have such lines of communication. If you've seen the movie, the TV show, The Last Ship, the last episode, problems that exist around the world. It's not fiction. I'm not saying conspiracy theory. What I'm saying is we need to be alert to all possibilities. Do you want to kill an arms race? Become friendly with China and Russia. You will stop an arms race. Is Donald Trump going to become friendly with Russia and China? They may be talking business. I'll be talking people. When talking about people, naturally business comes into the equation. Law comes into the equation. How government treats its citizenry comes into the equation, because we're talking about people, not governments, people. Governments treat their people well. If not, those are the governments that need a talking to. But how? I have a way. Welcome back. I need some ice. I'm going to get some ice. My wife just woke. And you know these TV reality shows, the housewives, this and that? Yeah, tell me another story. This is a live broadcast. You know why I'm still live broadcasting? Because I don't say the bad thing. There's a smart driver. Backing up 1 foot so as to go through the spacing between two cars. That's ideal. And I just made a quick turn across the parking lot. I'm all about smart driving. I'm also about courtesy. I'm letting a car go. I have the right of way, but big deal. I'm in no hurry. But people don't understand. If I get to the White House, I will speak about these things. Donald Trump doesn't have a clue about safe driving. Hillary Clinton gets chauffeured all over the place. She don't have an idea about safe driving. Enough talking about them. They get enough print and coverage. Coverage, not courage. Well, for me to earn 50 stars, I have to get a Starbucks today, and I can use the 50 stars because that means I get, geez, how many stars for a free drink? I think it's 102. I'm not sure. And guess what? I'm letting you have more time to yourself. It's 5:48. I really would be good in the White House. One, because I want the job. I'm not just politicizing. I want this job. It's a job I can do. Oh, I could shovel clean dog cages out, shovel the stuff on the floor and clean dog cages out. Sure, I could be a vet tech assistant. I could do that stuff. But the measure of a man, the measure of a woman, the measure of a person is what else that individual can do. I can do a lot. I'm doing as much as I can for my family. I tried for work. Nobody wants to hire me, except maybe you. There's still a lot of fuel in this person. There's still a lot of smarts left. There are so many disciplines that I cover. Please, enough said about me. You know how good you are. I'm not an athlete. I don't hit 360. I don't have a 925 shooting percentage or a free throw percentage. I don't have 1,000 wins, basketball wins. Pat Summitt has done a great job. By the way, appreciate our athletes, our Olympic athletes, for what they do. If I'm president, I will pay for a barbecue to have them visit the White House. Or maybe a better place than you know what. Or I'll just visit them, save you money. In other words, I'm all about saving money, yours. I also want to save my money to pay down my bills. So to try to stretch pennies, dollars, coupons out. By the way, I'm not on Facebook. I don't believe in it. Twitter, no. If you lose your identity on Facebook, who? What was this guy's idea? So you could look up your friends and learn something about them. Really? That's delving into privacy. You don't like the government delving into your phone records. Guess what? This person's delving into your picture, your history, your background, your life. Why don't you go after Eisenberg, whoever his name is? There is spying at its social best. You don't figure that out, do you? No. That's why I'm not in the papers. I'm not in Facebook. My face will probably break Facebook. All right. You had enough of me. Be careful of the weather. Enjoy the Olympic Games for whoever team you may be, a country you may be rooting for, because the United States is not in it and you come from your country's nationality. I can't wait to see the men's soccer final. And I can't wait to see the women's soccer final. I'd like to know who's going to win the marathon. I think they still have the Catalan. I love the discus and the javelin throw. I really do. And our swimming team, gymnastic team, women so far, marvelous. Men and women, really good. It's an honor to be selected for the Olympic team. Honor your athletes. Honor your soldiers. Honor your single parents who strive so hard to make a living for their children, a family life for their children. Put me in the White House. Put me in the White House. You be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. Good day.